So there I was last night reading a great new novel about one of artist Andrew Wyeth's subjects, kind of yawning, when this happened.
Here's Edelman broken up, and the pass is no sign yet. Edelman comes down with a football, and they're saying it's a catch.
People, we have a game. Patriots receiver Julian Edelman, draped by several terrific Falcon defenders, making a flying catch of a Tom Brady pass, the ball about an inch off the ground. That catch kept a game-tying drive alive, maybe the best catch ever. It led to the first Super Bowl overtime ever, the Pats scoring on the first possession to beat the noble Falcons 34-28. The biggest comeback ever, maybe the best game ever, unless you're a Falcons fan. Sorry, guys. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, go. Your thoughts.
I don't know if it was the best catch ever or even in this game, because Julio Jones earlier did this toe tap on the sidelines where he went up, all 6 foot six of him, and came down with a catch. And I liken that to a Rembrandt, which was formal and had great lines, and you just your breath is taken away. But the Edelman was more like a Picasso, and it was crazy, and there was explosions. But the thing about the Edelman catch, that was at a point in the game where the Patriots, you know, the Patriots had 93 plays in this game, and that is about 20 more than a lot of plays. The Falcons were just gassed. They could not have defended any better for 3 3/4 quarters, but then they were out of it. So at that point, I would argue that even if Edelman didn't come up with that amazing catch, it seemed ordained that the Patriots were going down the field. Indeed, they did. And then they get a 2-point conversion. They got a couple 2-point conversions. And then when they win the coin toss in overtime, where a touchdown ends it, it seemed like the Falcons had no way to stop them, and that perception proved to be a sad reality for Atlanta.
Couple things. That Jones catch, the Falcons player, oh my gosh, it was ballet with the two, the feet both in. It was gorgeous. And until the third quarter, and for people who don't follow football, there's only four. So, you know, the Pats were down by
fractions.
The Pats were down by 25 points. The Falcons were knocking Tom Brady on his keister. They were busting up his passes. So you think it's just that they ran out of gas, as, you know, people are saying, right when something happened that inspired the Patriots, but also that coin toss. Are people maybe going to look at overtime and think, well, wait a second, is this, it's the first one ever in Super Bowl history. So they get the coin, the team that gets the, wins the coin toss has the ball. Are people maybe thinking maybe we should change it to time, amount of time played, so the other team has a chance to maybe score as well?
Well, no, this was the correction of the longstanding sudden death rule, which even true sudden death in the past, and even a single field goal would win it. And if the Super Bowl came down to that, and let's say the Patriots drove deep into Atlanta territory and then sort of ran out the clock and kicked a, all but a short field goal, there would be plenty of complaints. But I like this rule where a touchdown wins the game. Now, I will say this, that it wasn't just that Atlanta was gassed. They also, let us not sugarcoat this, they also made a number of horrible mistakes after, to their credit, they got this seemingly insurmountable lead. And at one point, with 4 minutes and change left, only having to kick a very makeable field goal, Matt Ryan, who had a great game up to that point, I would argue the second best game in Super Bowl history for a losing quarterback, took a sack that put him out of field goal range. And from there, they couldn't come back.
A lot of ice baths today. Matt Ryan, we should say, the Falcon quarterback, NFL MVP, Brady the game MVP. And you're our MVP. Mike Pesca, thank you.
Well, thank you.